This is my friend Adam, based down in Austin, where he's been for about 6 years. He's had a bunch of different gigs in the recruiting world, the employer branding world, and even touched hospitality, sports writing, and some other cool stuff. I'm taping this intro on March 31st, which is a Tuesday. This previous Thursday, which I guess was the 26th, he got laid off from his current gig because of COVID-19. We had a quick discussion on the context of that layoff, how it could have gone better, and his rules for effective, empathetic layoffs. Here's not so breaking news. You need to communicate more effectively. All right, let's get into it.
Yeah, so it was COVID. You know, I talked to a lot of people, a couple of people who, you know, they said it was premature. It was a real estate firm, but yeah, I mean, the reasoning they gave was COVID. They were like, we don't know what's gonna happen. I was like, well, why don't you ride it out?
What was the contextual process like in terms of? Were you like called into a room and shit, what was the deal with it?
So actually, it was really, really unprofessional. Okay. So my boss called me, and she put on the CEO, and you know, it's not how you like. I mean, I'm not that emotional, so like I don't care. But I know for people who, you know, when you lose your job like this, you want to be treated in a way. And it was just like, all right, I'm going to get on the CEO. And I was like, okay, I know what's going to happen now.
Right.
And so, you know, they said, obviously with COVID, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. And I was like, okay, well, I know you just hired a senior level person last week. So it was me and like five other people were let go. And they were like, here's your severance package. Which like wasn't much, but, yeah, so that's, basically it was over the phone when I tell people all the time, if you're going to let somebody go, you know, and while I was there, it was the same thing. Cause like somebody was like, oh yeah, I'm just going to call him and let him go. I was like, hell no, you are driving down there. Or, you know, you're doing a Zoom call or something. Like you're not.
Right. There's got to be like a face-to-face component.
Yeah. Like you're it's got to be, and especially during this time, like you can't use the excuse of just calling and laying off. Like you've got to, if you're even going to say COVID, like do Zoom. And it's all about, I mean, once again, I don't care as much, but you know, I know it hurt some of the other people that were let go with me. Because you know, just, if you want to improve as a business and you want to have a good, you want to have a good like employer brand or like, you know, postmortem employer brand. I mean, it's all about how you onboard somebody and all about how you offboard. I mean, it's all about how you treat people. Like they say shit all the time on LinkedIn, but it's like, it's real. It's true.
It's completely true. Okay. Let me ask you this. Cause this is like the couple times I've been like laid off or terminated or whatever. This is like a weird thing that I always feel like. So when you get to the moment of realization of like, okay, this is what's going to happen. Like when she's like, oh, I'm going to get the CEO, you know, whatever. When you know, it's like, okay, this is where this is headed. Does it ever feel like, right, in this case, did it feel to you like they try to almost like draw it out where it's like everybody knows like what's going to happen? And I know there's like a protocol you feel you have to follow or you have to come off as empathetic while you're doing it or whatever. The last one I had, it was like I walked into this room. So thankfully it was face to face. Yeah. But I walked into this room and it was like, okay, it was like my boss and then like some supervisory lady. And I knew they had been having like revenue hits. So like I kind of almost instantly knew what it was. And then my boss like read through this like sheet in front of him. And like I stopped him at one point and was like, hey, like, you know, we had already gotten to the meat of it. And I'm like, let's just jump to like severance or like what you need me to return to you, like laptop or whatever. But like he kept reading this sheet, and I was like, dude, it's like we're already past the point of like knowing what's happening here.
Yeah.
So I get that you need feel that you need to check this box, but it's like, man, let's just like let's just jump to the stuff that actually matters. So did it feel like from that moment for you when you knew like, okay, this is gonna be the shit that happens, like did it feel drawn out or like checking boxes or whatever?
Not really. Okay. Because like my boss also was under the assumption, like, I kind of knew, like, you know, when she was talking to me, because I had been in with, you know, when she fired or let go somebody. So, you know, I think she knew, you know, she knew what I, like, what do you call it? She knew that I knew, you know, what was going on and that sort of thing. You know, she did the positive thing of like, hey, you know, we appreciate X, X, and X. It's just we don't know. But, you know, for me, I don't know. I didn't mind, but I think sometimes they're just drawn out.
Right.
But I think that I'm sorry. I'm losing my train of thought, but I'm trying.
No, you're good. Well, I was gonna ask too, like, do you think kind of like where are you at on the overall like employer brand discussion? Do you think people are really applying it, or is it still largely bullshit? Or like, where do you come down on that universally?
I mean, I think employer brand is a real thing. Right. You know, especially for small companies, literally anything you do. I mean, obviously, any large company, you know, all their stuff shows up. Because they're in the day-to-day lexicon of conversation. But, man, for small companies, you know, employer brand, like, it's so delicate. You know, they say Glassdoor is BS, but, like, Glassdoor things mean something. Like, you know, you see on LinkedIn, you know, you see on that sort of thing, you know, people talking about it, and it's a real thing. Like you see employees promoting a company because they're happy about it. Like,
right.
It's a real thing. And when like you either shun certain employees or you treat them a certain way and, you know, maybe they feel disrespected or something like that. I mean, you know, and this isn't my previous company, but, you know, I know there are other companies where, you know, maybe you're in the news for something you don't want to be in. And there's a lot of employees who, you know, were happy with that previous company. Well, they're going to defend you. But if there's a lot that are upset, like they're not going to defend you, that sort of thing. So,
when you were in your like emergent tech bro or like wannabe tech bro phase at that company, do you feel like that company cared more about the notion of employer brand than like some other places you've had to work?
I think like the tech startup. So, because I worked for like a tech recruitment agency for a very short time, okay. And I worked for like a tech company for a short amount of time. I think like the tech company, they were very good at promoting themselves, but also like the product was innovative at the time. So, you know, I think the employer brand was strong. And then at the recruiting company, I mean, I constantly see the founder posts on LinkedIn. I constantly see people who, you know, rave about the company, and then the people who move on to bigger and better things. And like they have a pretty strong brand for a headhunter group. So I think it definitely matters. Like culture matters, employer brand matters. Like how you treat people from literally when they apply to when they leave is so important. And like, that's, I mean, Mark, I think Mark Cuban has it right. I mean, not just cause I'm a Mavs fan, but, I think the employer brand of the next 10 years is, you know, truly how did employers treat their employees during this? What kind of leader were you? What kind of, and I'm not saying, you know, every small business decided to match their 401k. It's what did leadership do? How did they make you feel safe? You know, how did they weather the crisis and how did they treat you ultimately with this stuff? So,
yeah. So what would be your, like, give me top two to five rules you would throw out for, like, terminating people, whether it's like a revenue layoff. I mean, it's probably a little bit different, like revenue layoff versus like causal firing, but like
I think it's definitely different. I think layoff versus firing is different, because, you know, if you're causal firing somebody, performance is one thing. But then, you know, if they're stealing or doing something like that, like, that's a whole other thing. Like, that's we've got to get them out of there very quickly. Like, no questions asked. Like, that is a, like, you have done something wrong and have either put somebody in danger or endangered, you know, or hurt somebody or done something illegal. So, like, I that's different than like a layoff, because You don't expect to get laid off. So anyway, my five things for a layoff. Do you want me to do that? And then like,
yeah.
Things for
do it, man. I'd be into it.
So five things for a layoff. I think the first is over communicate. Over communicate, and with that communication, be empathetic in every single communication. So, because here's the thing is, you know, if you saw my post, I mean, you saw, like, when you think about a layoff, it's like, well, is it my fault? Is it, you know, did I do something? What happened? Was it performance? And like, you know, your confidence is sort of wrecked. So, so be empathetic, over communicate, if you know a layoff is going to happen, like, plan ahead. Like, don't just if you're laying off a lot of people, make sure that you do everything to make their unemployment easier. So, like, one thing that I was talking about with one of the other layoff people is if they had known this was coming, they should have submitted a mass claim so that, you know, we could have gotten unemployment sooner rather than waiting a month.
Right.
So it's like that kind of thing. Like, if you know it's going to happen, plan ahead. Do everything to make your employees' life easier. Like, if they need a recommendation, like, get a recommendation to them within a week. That's something else. Because obviously they got laid off. It wasn't performance related. So, you know, at least give them some sort of resource for use. So I think, is that four or is that five?
Yeah, I think that's around four. I can call it five if you want, unless you had one other you wanted to toss in there.
Communication, empathy, and then, you know, recommendations. So LinkedIn, yep. PDF, any sort of thing like that. And then I guess two and a half would be make unemployment easy for them. So do everything in advance. And then number five, is a severance package. You know, number one, pay out their PTO if they have it. Number two is, you know, if there is a huge pandemic or there is a huge recession and you are a large company and, you know, your CEO is making 40 times of everybody else's, like, pay their benefits for a couple of months.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Or like making 155 times what everybody else is, right? Which is even more egregious.
Right. I mean, that's the thing is, like, PTO, benefits, like a decent severance. Because if you think about it, you know, it's like, here, I'm going to give you 2 weeks. I'm going to give you, you know, 2 to 4 weeks severance. Okay, well, how long does it take to get an interview? Well, it depends.
Right.
You know, like sometimes it can take you 2 weeks. So, be fair with that. And then also I think my last one is just realize who you're laying off. So it might be, you know, mid-level executives versus hourly employees. Okay.
Right.
Well, you know, yeah, we got to be consistent across the board, but we got to understand who we're laying off. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. And I think the context for each is different for sure. I read something like about a year ago, and they were doing this in the UK. I don't think it would ever work in the US, even though those economies are like somewhat similar. But basically, for like larger companies, if they did revenue forecasting and they realized like, okay, we're going to hit some shitty pockets here in a second, they would basically go to employees and say, look, in the next 3 months, we're probably going to lay you off. So start figuring stuff out now. And here's like a packet of information and like start working on this. And ideally, like the revenue upturns and we don't have to, but we want you to be prepared, right? So I don't mind it. I know like a bunch of dudes in America would probably be like, well, if you tell them 3 months before you think the actual event has to happen, then they're going to be demotivated or you're not going to get productivity out of them because they're going to be coasting or looking for other jobs for 3 months. And maybe that's true, and 3 months might be too long of a time frame, but I do feel like there's more humane ways to approach some of this shit. Because like, at mid-sized to bigger companies, like executives sit in so many meetings about financial forecasting and revenue forecasting. And like, Corona's different in the sense of like it came out of semi-nowhere or like it evolved pretty quickly. But yeah. Like a lot of times layoffs is like there's some COO somewhere or like even like CHRO maybe who knew that this stuff was going to happen like 2 to 3 months in advance. So I do feel like what you're saying is great. And that's in the American context. It's probably the best we're ever going to do is like just have more resources and be more prepared and like be able to pay more stuff in the moment that you do the layoff. I feel like that UK thing could work. 2 to 3 months is probably too long for like the American way of thinking about biz stuff. But well, go ahead.
I think like if you're closing an entire plant down, like there's a reason they had the WARN Act, because you know, if you're closing an entire plant down, that's a huge hit to a city's economy. Yeah, like you got to do 2 to 3 months because those guys have to find another plant and the next plant might be an hour away.
Right.
But, you know, I think especially as like for something like Corona, if, you know, you see something getting more serious, you know, maybe, you know, 2 weeks I mean, I understand you don't want to emit uncertainty, but, you know, at the very least, give your people the, hey, like, we don't know what's going to happen. You know, if you don't know what's going to happen, you know, say, we don't know what is going to happen and we apologize. You know, some of the companies are out there saying we won't do any layoffs. Okay, great. Right. And then they lay off. But like, at least give that sort of, we don't know what's going to happen. Cause that way it's like, okay, you know, maybe I should look around. And I mean, yes. Is it bad for productivity? Maybe, but it's also honest. So,
did you see the thing with like ZipRecruiter where the dude was like, we're going to weather this, hiring's going to uptick. We're not going to do anything. And then he laid off like 900 plus people.
Yeah,
it's like that type of shit, man, where it's like, you know, If you are a C-level executive and you're at a level where you take business that seriously and it consumes that much of your life, you know that that stuff is coming down the pike. So, like, that was even your first rule, I think, which is, like, over-communicate, transparency. Like, you have to do that because at your level, it's not necessarily, like, a life-altering event because you may have, like, equity or other investments or whatever. Yeah, but, like, to an average employee.
But I think, it matters, like, because, you know, there could be somebody who, maybe they're making 75, 80K, but they also could be the sole breadwinner for a couple kids or something like that. And so it's just all about honesty, man, because if you give people time, you know, it'll be a lot easier. I mean, honestly, here's the deal. In this economy, in this day and age where nobody really has any loyalty anymore, and that's just due to, I think, you know, our different generations and employment practices. Right. I mean, you should always be networking and always be ready for your next role. But, with layoffs, man, give people time, whether that's on the front end saying, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. And, you know, even letting people freshen up their resume, or on the back end saying, hey, like, this is our severance package. You know, we'll give you, I don't know, a month and a half or something like that. I mean, a month and a half is good enough because then you've got like a couple days to cry about it, and then days to update the resume, start applying, and then, you know, by week three, you know, maybe you're in the interview process and you're still getting money. So, I think it's just people don't communicate enough. Thank you.